The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, hello today, everyone out there listening. Yes, this is Vincent Jenna, and I am coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. It is another beautiful day today. I love the fall season. Everything is starting to change. My tree, my red Chinese maple, which I thought was red to start with when we first built this home. I thought it was going to be a red tree, but then I pull up and see that it's a green tree. And the landscaper and builder said, oh no, it's called a red maple because that's what color it turns in the fall. Like, oh, okay, I wanted a red one all year round, but it's absolutely beautiful now. It does turn a gorgeous red. So I want to welcome you all to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And for the month of October, I am dedicating it to readings for everyone that calls in or writes me. I have a few of those who have written me that I will be making spiritual connections for them. Not this week, but actually, just so that you know, on the 28th, the week of Halloween, I will be making spirit connections for anybody who requests one. So you can write me at info@vincentjenna.com to ask for that request and then come back on the air to listen on the 28th. And I will make a connection with your deceased loved one or whomever you ask me to. Or you can call in, just like you can call in today. I know we've got callers on the line right now. Just be patient and hang in there with me. I will get to you for sure in just a little bit. But just I'm hoping that people are doing well. I know that this year has been crazy, right? Right? It's been crazy. And we've been hoping that by now things will have died down and the COVID virus would be under control, the coronavirus, and that everything would be back to normal again. And here is the thing. It's not going to be back to normal again. First of all, we don't want anything to go back to normal again because it was the norm that created this situation to start with, right? You've heard me, if you've at least joined me on previous podcasts, you've heard me talk about how we create everything in life, that nothing happens to us, that everything happens as us. We are the virus. We are the healing. We're the vaccine, by the way. And I find it interesting on how much in control this virus would be if just everybody followed instructions. And the problem is that they don't believe in the instructions. They don't believe in wearing the mask. They think the whole thing is a hoax. And that is all coming from fear and anger and resentment. And I understand it. I get it. But it is real and it's affecting us. So it would behoove everybody to play along with this and at least try to care. Try to care about others, you know, bringing this virus to another person may not be affecting you that well. that much. I'm sorry, but it can affect somebody else terribly. But in any case, I am still with the hope that we will get this under control through the people. Just understand that it is not going to be through a vaccination that's going to get this under control. It's going to be through us, through our caring. We're on a spiritual level. Let's rise to that level. Let's rise to the degree above and beyond the human level. Because here's the point of that. If we stay at the human level, I'm telling you right now, we're screwed. Okay? If we stay at the human level, we're screwed. Why are we screwed? Okay. How many years have they been working on a cure for the HIV virus, AIDS virus? How many years? Since the 70s, actually, since the 70s, labs began to open all over the world. And all they've been able to come up with is certain controls to make the disease lingering, to keep it from totally devastating you, but there is no cure for it. There hasn't been. If you've learned anything and know anything about your chemistry and biology, you can't cure a virus. It just isn't the same creature here. It's not like you or me or bacteria that you can kill and get rid of. Viruses have been around since the beginning of time. And I don't know. Maybe we put them here to control things, to when things get out of whack and out of hand, a virus appears of some kind of illness that destroys things. Okay, so a comet landed on the Earth to get rid of the dinosaurs. It would have required a very big virus to get rid of them, so a comet got here instead. But when it comes to people and excessive animals, there are other things that tend to get rid of them. I don't believe that this is the way we're supposed to control the human population. It sounds like a Dan Brown story. If anybody has not read Inferno, go read Inferno. It is so close to what is going on right now. It's scary, right? It's so close to that. But the point is that we're the ones that need to heal it. We need to go above the physical understanding. At the physical level, there's trouble. We're screwed. The virus is going to get us until it disappears by itself, which that will never happen. It'll maybe go away for a while, then it comes back again, and then go away for a while, and then comes back again. It's definitely a little bit more devastating than the regular flu, that's for sure. And they're going to keep trying to give you a shot. They try to cure the flu. The shots you get for flu shots is actually the strain from the year before. And there's always a new strain. Everything recreates itself. We seem to be the only living thing on this planet that's having a difficult time recreating ourselves. That's the whole reason why I even do this show, is so that you can recreate yourself or awaken what's in your soul so that you can create the life you want. So that's a recreation, right? So we have to rise to a spiritual understanding and level in order to truly grab hold of what's going on in the world. I know everybody's getting tired and stressed out and frustrated with this. Believe me, I am too, you know. We were affected by it just as well. Yes, we're working at home and everything is wonderful, but definitely, you know, without giving everything away, then we definitely were affected by it. My wife was affected by it. And we need to do more then. And that's the reason why I'm actually doing these readings for everybody. I've gotten the phone lines are starting to ring off the hook, and I am turning to them, I promise you. So I'm doing this. Listen, when you come on and you want a reading, don't give me, we'll say hello, but don't give me any indication as to any information about you, no details about you. Let me tell you what it is your soul wants you to know. Let me tap into your soul and tell you what your soul wants you to know. Then we'll talk about whether that resonates with you in some way, okay? That's what I primarily want to do for this week's show. Next week, we're going to go to a higher level than your soul. We're going to go to source. We're going to go to spirit. And I will tell you then what spirit, God, wants you to know. And it's going to be not, oh, I love you. You're my children. Oh, you're unlimited. No. It's not going to be those kinds of messages. It's going to be messages you need to know from dad and mom. The big messages, the big kahuna messages. That's going to be next week. These messages are from your soul right now. What do you need to do on the immediate level? What is it that your soul wants for you right now? That's what I'm tapping into. So if you're interested in that, please give a call at 215. Excuse me. I don't know where that was coming from. It's 816-251-3555. That number has been repeated in my head and I just became dyslexic. So, all right. So call in, be ready. Let's tap in and let's see if we can get messages to help you stop stopping yourself. So the first caller that I have who has been patiently waiting. Hello, Maria from San Francisco. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm trying to transition, or I am transitioning, not trying. Trying to take the next step from our last conversation. But like you said, don't say anything first and then.
Right. And then we'll move forward. Okay. So tapping into your soul. All right. One of the first things that I'm hearing it say is focus has to be on you now. That apparently there is a lot of energy going on around you that can pull away your attention. So in other words, instead of focusing on other people and I mean those around you, maybe family members, close friends, instead of being distracted by what you've manifested, you seem to be need from others. We manifest. When we're needed by others to the extent, and I'm not talking about just a gracious helping, oh yeah, I'm available this weekend, I can help you pack up and move. Oh, I can watch the kids, no problem. That's not the type of need I'm talking about. I'm talking about we need to move in and you need to take care of us kind of need. Everybody, you're going from one person to another person, helping them with their illness kind of need. Those are the kinds of need I'm talking about. When we experience those and experience a lot of those, and in all different ways, we're attracting that to us. And the reason why we attract it to us is because our need to be needed. It's how we translate that we are lovable, right? If mom and dad paid attention to you and said, oh, honey, can you help me in the kitchen with the dishes? Oh, you're such a good girl. You're such a good boy. Thank you so much. I love you. Or dad, can you help me clean up the yard? Oh, thank you so much. You're such a good boy. You're such a good girl. I love you. Or you have to do this. This is what your chore is here. This is the work you need to do. Do well in school. Those are all expectations we receive. And we fulfill them because we feel the need to in order to be loved. I am lovable as long as I am fulfilling other people's needs. That's actually the message that we find. So now I'm being told, Maria, that you need to need yourself. You need to need yourself. You need to pursue your own life, pursue your own destiny, pursue your own career. So let me ask you this. Were there thoughts of pursuing your own work or vocation at some time this year? Were there any thoughts of that this year, Maria?
Yeah, I guess, and conceptually, that the industry I was in wasn't very reliable. A lot of time spent not being paid or pursuing people as an independent contractor to pay me that I'm still trying to get money from years later. And so I felt I need something that's going to give me the flexibility I need, but also the integrity and the to make sure that I do get paid for what I've done.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. If you are pursuing your soul's purpose and a dream, that works itself out very easily. Like I don't have to pursue anybody. Matter of fact, they pay me before I provide my services, so I'm guaranteed payment. On a rare occasion, they cancel an appointment and I send them a refund, but that's rare, and I'm not bothered or affected by that negatively at all. It really has to do with your own desires, and you have to shift from surviving in life to wanting to thrive in life. And the only way that you can thrive is pursuing your interests, pursuing your ability. So your soul is saying the focus needs to shift. Now, who else around you is distracting your energy from the self? Who is that around you, Maria?
Pretty much everybody. My family that I live with.
God. Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Well, remember. Yeah. And did somebody move in with you? I don't know if they live near you. I'm really feeling you in their space and they're in your space. Who is that? What's going on with that? In regards to family members, who's in your space and whose space are you in?
I'm living in with some siblings, and it's their house. And no one's moved in, but they're very controlling.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. So
yeah.
You did. You moved. You were living with them. You moved in with them. Right.
We
so,
all moved in at
so,
the same time together when they got the house because we were dealing with elderly parents who just recently passed on.
Right. Okay. So there is, again, more care that you were giving away your time. And we can do that. There are certain times and things that come up. I built my house to move my parents in with us in order for me to care for them until they passed also. I get that. However, we weren't distracted by that because we had plenty of outside help. They went to daycare. We had volunteers come in. And here is the thing, and having siblings there as well, Maria, I find it interesting, but there is still a certain feeling of being trapped there versus focusing on yourself and getting out of there. And again, I will assure you that you all set that up and manifested it in that manner so that you can prove you're all good children. And that's an unconscious need, believe it or not. When your emotional needs, and this is for everybody to listen to, so thank you for sharing that, Maria, so that I can make this a learning experience for everybody. When your emotional needs are not met by your parents while you're growing up, you are constantly seeking to fulfill them. So in other words, your emotional need, one of your primary emotional needs, is to learn that you are lovable and that your parents love you. And when that is not met completely, and I'm talking about totally fulfilled, we seek it from them for the rest of their lives here. And if we don't get them and they cross over before we really get the validation, we're agonizing over the fact that they're gone. And I've dealt that as a hospice social worker. I dealt with so many children caregivers of their elderly parents that experienced that because there was a lack in their growing up. And so, and then there's a rivalry that goes on with the adult children as to who's going to be the better son or daughter. And because they still didn't receive that love. I'm feeling, Maria, that as soon as you can, you need to get out of that house because things are crumpling apart.
Yeah,
Do you get
they have
that?
been. I've known that. I just haven't been able to be in a place
I know.
emotionally,
Well,
physically, financially. But now I'm still trying to figure out where to go, where my soul wants to live, or what my options really are with just Social Security is income.
you need to go deeper. You see, you're living in the physical world. You just mentioned the limitations of the physical world, and you're right. There are limitations, especially if you have to depend on Social Security alone. If you have to depend on, there's no place for me to go and work. Who's going to hire me at my age? If you have to depend on where do I go to live, and you look strictly through those lenses, then that's all you have left in your life. But you must rise above that. You're talking to a psychic right now, which mean and you're listening to this station, which means you are capable of thinking outside of the box. You are capable of understanding that there's more, but you've not been able to manifest more for yourself, and therefore there's no evidence. And if there's no evidence, we have a very difficult time believing. And now is the time without the evidence to believe. And I hate to sound trite, and I hate to sound like a Hallmark Christmas movie or the Santa movie, but in order for anything to happen, believing is seeing, seeing is not believing. You must believe first in who you are. You must believe. Your soul already knows that you're meant to get out of where you are. It already knows that. That's the reason why I put it in my head. Is to tell you that you've got to leave. And the moment you feel, see, now with the parents gone and you're all orphans, either you can help support each other by believing in each other, or what's going to happen is, which has been what's been happening, is everybody feels now left hanging and unresolved. And so now all those issues come to the surface, and you wind up taking out things out on each other. And that's the wrong way of doing it. So therefore, I don't want you to be in the midst of that. So you need to believe in yourself enough to say, I am not this child. I'm a child of God. I am unlimited. I can manifest all that I want. And there will be opportunities appearing before me now in opportunities to live. My soul will tell me what I am to do. You have a background in, hold on. All right. What did you, wow, what did you used to write? Yeah, what did you have to, what were you responsible for in writing? I don't know if they if the if it was like technical writing, that they're using the word writing. Something you put in order, you put down on paper. I don't know if it was numbers or anything like that, but there was a certain amount of getting together notes or organizing in some way. What's that about? What did you used to do with that?
When I went to college, my degree was in history, but then I got sick and disabled from the time I was a teenager. So then I was focusing on putting all that paperwork together to get Social Security. And
Are
that's
you
pretty much what
writing?
I
Are you were writing technical stuff to get Social Security, but you weren't writing to inspire or to entertain others, correct?
No. Yeah.
Yeah,
Correct.
okay. All right. I get that now. Well, it's really interesting, but I have a feeling you have something to really say to the world that you can share, and you may be able to do that through writing either for journal articles or even writing a book, writing a little self-help book on your experiences. You see, and that disability is really the self disability, self-limited beliefs about yourself, self-limited beliefs. You don't believe that you're unlimited. You don't believe that you're somebody special. You don't believe because nobody taught you that. And so, yes, you are disabled in that way. heal that disability and everything else goes with it. And you need to be able to stand up for yourself now. You don't want to decay. You want to attract. You want to attract the good stuff. You want to attract a lover. You want to attract a support network, but you have to believe in yourself. I understand what you were made to believe about yourself, but you are now able to change that. Change your self-beliefs. You change your outer experience. Do you understand that, Maria?
Yes. I also, I think you mentioned, when you said writing, I used to put together emails of inspiration to people that I knew, articles or links to motivate them.
There you go. Kind of, thank you. That makes more sense. Yeah. So do that. Even help others do that. There is a need in my profession, in the spiritual and the life coaching and all of that profession. There's so many people out there and they'd love to get together inspirational messages and send them out on their social media platforms or whatever. Start thinking about what you can do to be able to help with that and create your own business. But you have to believe in yourself and that you can to change everything. Your handicap is not physical. It looks physical, but it's emotional. And it's about belief. It's belief. It really is. Heal that, you'll heal your disability, and you'll heal your entire future. That's what the rest of 2020 is, all of this self-learning and research for yourself so you can start totally new, Maria, in 2021. You understand that?
Yes.
All right, Maria, thank you for calling, and I appreciate you, and I believe in you. So get out there and do your stuff. Because I wouldn't have been told that if you weren't ready for that. All right? That's what your soul wanted you to know. Good, good. And communicate with your soul yourself. And just so that everybody knows, we are at a commercial. That's what everybody needs to know. We're at a commercial break. When we come back, I'll be talking about my meditation series that is Talk to Your Soul so that you can talk to yourself. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I'm Vincent Jenna and we'll be right back. Hang in there.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
All right, welcome back. And if you are just joining us, I am doing soul readings for those who call in who have written in today. And so I'm tapping into your soul and letting you know what it is that your soul wants you to know. And as I mentioned just before the commercial break, I do have a series of guided meditations. They were tranced by myself and a master musician in California. And it's called Seven Journeys for Your Soul, Guided Meditations to the Words and Music of Spirit. To the music and words of spirit. See, I got that backwards too. And you can find them on my website. There's seven different guided meditations, very powerful. And one of them is communicate with your soul. So you can have your own conversation. And it has been very powerful for people. Very powerful. Matter of fact, they go into them very gingerly and slowly because they are not used to experiencing in meditation what they wind up experiencing using the meditation audios. They're all digital audios. You can get them very easy. Download them. Just go to my website at vincentjenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A. And you can find all my stuff there. I have some great media interviews that are fun, that are informative, that are deep, that'll make you think, that'll make you get angry, that'll stir you, but hopefully empower and awaken you. So go to my website and go to the media page for that. come back here and listen to the other podcasts at this point of my previous shows on the Unity Online Radio Show. I'm constantly doing interviews all over, actually all over the world. They're podcasts, they're national shows, radio shows, television shows, international shows, very deep shows, a lot of information out there. And that's what you should be doing at this time. You should be looking for information that transforms your life, not just makes you feel good. Don't go after the frilly cotton candy, sweet tasting, that's all it is type of information. You know, that's wonderful at times, and I'm glad that that stuff is out there. But especially at this time, you should be seeking information that transforms you in some way, that awakens you in some way. Don't stay in the same comfortable habit. So, okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines. I do have another caller. Oh, fabulous. I absolutely love, I love the name Skip. I always loved the nickname Skip. I think it's cool. It was like, you know, hey, Skip, hey, you want to come on over and, you know, let's party a bit. You know, let's go somewhere, Skip. So I've got Skip from Florida. How are you doing today, Skip?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. So don't give me any information. Let me tap into your soul right now and see what it is your soul wants you to know. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I normally don't call, do this kind of thing. I feel like I'm pretty guided myself. But today's my birthday. So I wanted to hear what my higher self had to say.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Skip. How fabulous. Look at that. And as a birthday present, you're treating yourself to some powerful information. At least I hope it'll be powerful for you. Okay. Now, remember something, Skip. Even on your birthday, your soul can get very deep. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. And I'm sure you're enlightened, which is really interesting. But some of the first stuff that I'm getting is I'm being told to tell you it is at this time that you need to spend extra attention on your body. Focus on your body, not just your mind and your spirit now, but your body, which is really interesting because I'm feeling you strong, but yet your soul is saying there's internal things. There may be some pockets of toxicity. There may be some issues going on internally at this time, but it wants the attention. It especially wants the attention for you to sleep better. Okay, interesting. Different hours. You may find yourself at times fatigued for a reason. Rest so that you can gain more energy. That's the point. Gain more energy because of what is coming up for your life in 2021. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of moving around or traveling or the best that we can travel now. But a lot of activity for you, Skip, in getting out in the world more. Now, obviously, you can do that at home, but I have to tell you something. The one thing that people are not understanding, yes, it's great to have the opportunity to connect with other people virtually, but that means you're sitting at a desk or you're sitting someplace for long periods of time. And your body cannot tolerate that because the energy that it normally creates is meant to be used. It's meant to make you walk around. It's meant to make you lift heavy things and exercise in that way. And so it can get stuck. And that's kind of, Skip, what I'm feeling for you right now is your energy getting stuck or building up. That's a better word. Better word usage is building up. It's building up inside of you. You're going to be needing a lot of it, but you need to release it now. And Is there something, I don't know if you recently started it, that you're taking internally, either a supplement or something that you're doing food-wise that has been fairly new over the past few months, Skip? What has that been about? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, yes. And it's not been the past few months. It's more recent than that. I realized my blood pressure was a little high, and I also realized that I wasn't getting in enough water. So I did a little bit of research, and I started taking some supplements that helps out with blood pressure. And also, because I'm so busy, drinking the correct amount of water that I need to drink, and it is so important to drink water, especially here in Florida. You need to get hydrated, and I realized I wasn't. And by doing that, I've noticed my blood pressure coming down to what is more of a normal blood pressure just by doing that. So you're right on with.
All right, so that makes sense then with the body, okay. And yeah. It also makes sense then with the idea that you require a lot of energy because of the kind of work that you're doing and will be doing. That makes sense to you too?
Yes, I'm very busy. I take care of an older gentleman, and he's 85 years old, so part of my time it has to spend making sure his needs are taken care of. I'm also have a full-time job. Now, my job is remote, and it's been remote for, 10 years or so. It's not something new because of the pandemic. The corporation I work for is out of Vancouver, Canada, and I live in Florida. Obviously, I can't commute that. And I'm also building a house. And when I say building a house, I mean actually physically building it. I wanted to do something that my grandfather did.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that makes sense. That's what we were talking about, the energy and what you're needing to do. Right. But I also tapped into sitting in front of the monitor and doing virtual work. So I got that as well. That came up. So you've got to make sure. So then understand this, and this is the important part. Building the house is not exercise.
Okay.
It's using the energy and the muscles that you spent time building up, but it doesn't build up the muscle, because if, any of the work that we'd be doing in life would be enough for us, but it's not enough for us. And especially if we have anything sedentary that we do besides that. So if you were a contractor and you did nothing but build houses all day long, then I would say, all right, you now do the opposite and rest. But you're kind of like, you're online, you're slow, you stopped, and then you got to get up, and then you got to help the older gentleman, and then you're building your house. That's all fabulous that you're doing all of that. But right now, your body needs to be taken care of so that it's not slowed down for any of that. You understand? That is the whole reason why this is coming out. So the blood pressure stuff, I don't feel bad about. I also don't feel you should be relying on it. Blood pressure, when it starts to go up, is not just an indication of something physical that's going on. It's something stressful going on. So you pay attention to that in your spirit. Now, don't get spiritually blinded. We tend to do that as spiritual people, right? We know we're supposed to take care of ourselves. I rarely get upset during the course of the day, but yet there are times I can go to sleep at night and have a bad dream. And I go, okay, what didn't I pay attention to that I'm now having bad dreams? You don't have bad dreams. You don't have anxiety like that when you go to sleep at night, if you're taking care of your anxiety during the day or your stress during the day. So don't hide behind your awareness or your spiritual understanding or your evolvement. Okay. You need to pay attention to that more. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come up for me as important right now. Okay. Because there are many things that you want to do, but the interesting part is, Skip, you're going to be talking to the public more in your work, which I find interesting. Kind of when you're done with certain aspects of your life, maybe after the house is done, maybe after you've been taking care of the gentleman, but there is definitely communication with the public world. I don't know, something inspiring, something informative, something self-help.
That's
So,
interesting. I've
okay,
never,
go ahead.
I never, I know I have the ability to do that, but I've never had a desire to go that direction. But,
You
I
don't
mean,
think you had the desire to go in that direction. You have to believe that you can and believe that somebody would want to listen to you in order to have the desire.
are you saying I didn't think I did, or I mean, I
No, you
misunderstood?
didn't think you did. There are
Okay.
aspects of yourself you know you can do, but there's other aspects of yourself that you're still learning about and
Oh,
who you
okay. I
really
get
are.
it. I get it. I get it.
Okay.
Even though
So happy
consciously,
birthday. You're supposed to write a book eventually. You're supposed to be speaking to the public eventually. That's who you are. That's who you're meant to be. And unconditional love entering your life.
That sounds.
Unconditional love.
I understand that. I follow that completely, because part of my early years, I was introduced to Paramahansa Yogananda, which I started following SRF and in his teachings, and he was the incarnation of love.
Well, we are all love. And we were created from love. And our goal is to experience unconditional love. And that's one of the other reasons why you're here. So that's something that you need to attract into your life and open the door to.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So take care of your body, open the door, let more come in. Happy birthday. Thank you for calling, and I wish you well.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
All right, you too now. Bye-bye. Becoming spiritual and getting on a spiritual path is vital in our lives, and it's wonderful and it's great. And sometimes it winds up hiding things too, because we think we're on a great path, and so we're not necessarily listening all the time. We tend to be following the instruction, following the process of how to manifest and create, right? We're following it. And actually, it's not until we create it and lead with it and not follow it that we start seeing major changes in our lives. So, don't get caught up in following a belief. Listen, hear, and create your life. I've got another call and we still have time. So let's go to Marsha in Ontario, Canada. I've got such a wonderful following in Canada. I love you all you people. I want to come up there so bad. Marsha, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So let me tap in and see what it is that your soul wants you to know. Oh, oops. Okay, so all right, so Archangel Michael just jammed in. He said, "Yeah, you could talk to a soul, but let me tell it something first." And I'm like, "Okay, tell it to stop complaining about her looks.
Oh, interesting.
Start appreciating how you look." So he says, "When you look in that mirror in the morning, you better find something you love rather than something you don't like." So he's listening. So just be aware of that. You're not alone. You might think you're alone in that bathroom early in the morning when you first get up. You're not. And they tattle on you. They tell me all the time, especially when you're supposed to be a peach. He wants you to appreciate yourself more, Marsha. That's his major point. Tell her that she needs to appreciate herself more. She's a good person. She's absolutely beautiful, and she needs to appreciate that. All right. You got that message? That was from Archangel Michael. Okay. You got that one?
Got it.
All right. Now let me hear what, let me see what your soul is wanting you to say. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. It's bringing something up about eating. About eating. Is there something about your eating that has been off at all?
I'm not as disciplined as I was, even though I still eat well, but it's kind of, I one time I was very disciplined, and I've sort of, you know, I guess with COVID and whatever else is going on, kind of relaxed a little bit about it.
Yeah, relaxed a bit about it. Okay. All right. Well, especially now, just now, and understanding that holidays are coming up, and you don't worry about those specific days, but what you do is, I always talk about a spiritual bank account where you make deposits in your bank account on your good days with spiritual practices. You do the same thing health-wise with food. You literally get your body in a great balanced place before the times that you binge for the holidays or eat the garbagey food. And it's okay then if we have a big enough bank account health-wise with the foods that we've eaten. And that's the important thing for people. So it's not like you don't pay attention to it anymore. Now is the time to pay attention to it. Because they want you to put your body back in balance again, health-wise. They're feeling it to be a little bit weak. It's one of the things that they're saying. And some inflammation that may be going on right now, in matter of fact, that you could turn around. And okay, they just showed me your hands. Oh, your soul is showing me your hands and saying something about the feeling in the hands. Has anything changed as far as circulation, numbing, pins and needles, or any type of pain or cramping in your hands lately?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Not my hands, but I was just saying to my husband today, actually, it's like normally I really feel great, but the last little while, I felt like he has a lot of inflammation. He's got arthritis. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm starting to feel like a little bit of burning in my body. And it's like, is this what he feels? Because sometimes it's hard for me to understand. You know, he's full of inflammation and he's got arthritis and stuff. And I always feel really good. But lately, like I'd say over the last, you know, couple of days or last week, I've been feeling like, you know, my knees a little bit, which I never feel. And I feel like a mild burning in my body and achy and stuff.
A burning in your body. Okay. They're just showing me the hands part, but I get the body. I'll accept what I'm getting. And that's what I'm saying. You got it. There is a definite inflammation. You're not picking it up from him, just so that you know. So it's nothing empathic. That you have to be concerned about. It's actually bringing his stuff is bringing to the surface your stuff. Now, you are not as bad as he. I will tell you this. The reason why your husband is experiencing what he is experiencing is there angers within him he has never released. And the angers are turning into arthritic type of inflammation and pain. Because that's happening with him, and because of what's happened in with the coronavirus, it's bringing to the surface everybody's issues. Yours are starting to come up too. And like I said, though they're not as bad as his, you need to reflect on your own frustrations, angers, and resentments that you're holding on to. And it can be from the past, obviously. Okay, so none of the spirits have been coming through, but I am all of a sudden speaking with your mother. Your mother is talking to me.
She's still alive.
Well, her soul is here, and she's talking to me about your past. And she's talking about angers created As soon as I started talking about your own inflammation and your own issues is when I started to feel her drawing to me, closer to me. I have a feeling that she's wanting to take responsibility for that, which is interesting, because if she has to tell it to me soul-wise, it may not be something she can say in her physical body and life and with her physical thoughts. But her soul wants you to know, to nurture yourself now, nurture yourself, care about yourself more. And maybe I didn't teach you that is what I believe she is trying to indicate. It's not a very strong connection, but it is a connection that I've got here. And that's what she's saying. I don't think I gave you enough nurturing to teach you to how to really love yourself and nurture yourself more. You've done that on your own. That's what she's giving you credit for. You've done that all on your own, all on your own. I missed that. But she definitely is also pointing out, take care of that. No, so I think she believes some of your resentments or frustrations or any angers that you have, Marcia, is from your childhood and past.
Yeah, that could
which is why
be.
She came. Makes
she
sense?
She has dementia. So that's probably a reasoning for the weak connection, as you said. Is that possible?
She has dementia. Okay. No, the weak connection is because she's still alive. Now here's the problem with dementia. The soul does step away from the body, but any type of mental illness winds up taking hold of the control, even though the soul may want to do something. It can't completely guide it because the human brain is what's in charge. The human brain and the human thoughts are what's in charge. And this is the reason why she can't speak to you and say what she wants to. But she has dementia to forget the past, Marcia. It's
I
so
believe
that you
that
know.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally. She
yes.
blames herself. And she couldn't fix something, so she just checked out. And that's the easiest way to do it.
You're absolutely right. And everybody needs to know that both Alzheimer's and dementia are defense mechanisms. They're not diseases. We shut off the memories that hurt us the most.
I just figured that out.
Good for you. Good for you. Now release it.
I just had a realization about it just recently.
Wow. I'm glad you did. You're a wise soul. Now, just to sum this up, because I'm coming to the end of the show, this is for you. You got it together. You can get it together more so. Go deep within there. Get your body together and then help others with theirs, because you've got a lot you can share. Okay, Marcia?
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're very
it.
Welcome. Oh, very welcome.
Wonderful.
Take care now.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, hon. Okay, we've come to the end of today's show, but join me again next week and hear from Spirit. Now, when God talks, everyone listens. It sounds like that insurance guy commercial, but it's not. So I will see you here next week. We will go into deeper messages and profound messages when God, I'm telling you, you don't just get messages from either yourself, your loved ones, or from Spirit and ignore them. Pay attention to them. You're getting them every day. Listen intently with your heart, your inner ears. Clear out your closet. Believe in yourself. You're a magnificent being. And stop stopping yourself now, because now is the time to transform your life. I am your host, Vincent Jenna. Today was great. I love you all, my listeners, my followers. Stay around and hear some of the other great hosts coming up. We got Temple Hayes and we got Dr. Dream. So hang around on the Unity Radio online radio show. Bye-bye for now. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.